Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bruce Piasecki, the author of Doing More with Less, the author of Doing More with Teams, the author of The Surprising Solution, the author of Missing Persons, the author of New World Companies. You're starting to get the picture. Guy's very prolific, got a lot of great ideas. And I'm very happy to say he's a long-term member of our Brain Trust. Bruce, thanks again for all the hard work, your leadership, your courage, because you do speak truth to power, and I admire that about you. We're talking about some of the things these new world companies are doing that's leading edge stuff, that they're taking a risk. They're focusing on the 21st century issues. They're jettisoning 20th century baggage and making a big difference. But Bruce, you've only identified a handful of folks. There are 15,000 publicly traded companies
well,
in America.
This is why, in some ways, my work tries to spotlight a near positive.
Let me say this one thing, and then you can comment on it. The concern, what I'm warning big companies about is America's middle class is in decline. A small business sector is in decline. That's not good for America, and corporate America had better realize that to the degree that they're causing some of that, if they don't make some changes, Washington will.
Absolutely.
And they won't like that. What do you think?
I think it's true, and I also think it's historically verified. Let me tell you why I wrote New World Companies. It's essentially, I felt that unless we help readers and employees understand that it's possible for speculative capitalists to kill the golden goose.
The traders.
The actual source of the commonwealth, not just of wealth, not just of personal wealth, resides in capitalism and inventive people. Now, if we only allow a certain percentage of them to triumph, the less than 1%, that is really destroying the original purpose of capitalism. So, to give you an example, the most concrete example is reading the obituary of a great private equity guy called Jerome Kohlberg. He just died at 90. And he shunned hard-edge tactics. He preferred friendly and smaller deals, but his firm, KKR, and his two partners are perfect embodiments of people who became such aggressive capitalists. Now, interestingly enough, he ended his relationship with those partners by forming a new investment firm, Kohlberg & Company, in 87 with his son. So he's about 20 years ahead of this 2008
KKR.
Pivot point. Yeah, but KKR, he actually warned them and said that we must all insist on ethical behavior or we will kill the golden goose. That's an exact quote at his last investor conference at KKR. So I do think that the beautiful thing about history is it shows that there will be this eternal battle, and every listener can choose which type of firm they wish to thrive under and what type of firm they want to invest in. So New World Companies is a book of financial history, investment trends, and all the things we spoke about so far. So it's going to be triple listed under business, investments, and finance. And I think it's written in a clearer way, just like we spoke about, Jim, so that small business people can begin to see the heroic role they play in employee development, in employee retention, and in supplying the giants with what they need.
Well, I agree with you, and this thing about the golden goose—that's what I was talking about. And Mr. Kohlberg was exactly right, and I'm glad that he was seeing that. But I wonder how many people in that room walked out thinking, "Well, you know, he's off his, you know, he's gotten on now. He's not going to be, you know, that's kind of old-fashioned thinking." I wonder how many did that, and how many walked out thinking, "The heck with that! I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make my numbers."
Yep. Now, the thing is, in the end, the customer wins. In the end, the employee wins, in the sense that you can't staff greed forever. culture.
That's right.
And that eventually people find their wholeness. So I've always thought that when we talk about personal wealth, we also have to talk about the commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
What are you giving back to society?
I like the word you use, commonwealth.
Yeah.
That's a word we don't use. We need to start using that more often, all of us. Hey, Bruce, this is, as always, fascinating to have your thoughts.
Yep.
Keep up the good work. Come back
Thank
soon.
Thank you for your time. We'll see you again, Jim.
Okay,
Best
Bruce,
of August to you, our listeners. See you soon.
Bye. Bruce Piasecki, ladies and gentlemen, New World Companies. Go to Amazon and get it. It's going to be out in the end of the fourth quarter, I think. So check that out, and you can order in advance. I promise you, you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.